My name's Dr. Fiona McPherson. I'm a consultant clinical psychologist working privately on the island.
We're talking about the number of antidepressant drugs that have been, prescriptions that have been issued on the island over the past 5 years. They've gone up quite a significant amount from 43,500 in 2006-2007 to 58, or nearly 59,000 in 2010-2011. Does this figure surprise you at all?
Not particularly, because I think the last few years have been quite hard, really. There's been a lot happening in terms of the economic situation. Life has got a bit harder for a lot of people, I think. And I think there are increasing problems, really, with marital problems, employment, alcohol. All these things contribute to people's mood state.
So the Isle of Man government seemed to think that in around 2006 that up to 18% of the island's population could have been seeking help for depression. Would this sound about right to you as well?
It probably is. I think you can get higher levels of depression in some communities. As I mentioned, alcohol was a bit of a problem, and it tends to have a depressant effect in the end on people. I mean, statistically, it's probably much in line with the UK, actually.
Is there an alternative to antidepressants, do you think?
Well, obviously, I'm a great believer in talking therapies, and cognitive behaviour therapy, research has shown to be the best type of treatment, really, for depression, which leads to lasting improvement. And it also teaches people, it gives people the toolbox, really, to change how they see their life, to change their behaviour, to change how they think from negative to more positive. So it certainly probably has been recognised as the best treatment. I think probably GPs, who are the first port of call for most people, have felt that they can't get this treatment quick enough, and there aren't enough psychologists around. So reaching for the prescription pad and prescribing antidepressants has been a substitute, really, and one that's been very heavily relied on because of not really seeing the alternative.
So you say that this type of therapy that you do is the best long-term solution. Would antidepressants then be a good short-term solution while people begin to seek that help?
Well, they can be, and I think it depends on the type of depression. For mild to moderate depression, really, it would be better if people could get some help. Even the human contact of talking to somebody can be helpful. I think a lot of people suffer privately. They feel ashamed, or family can say, oh, pull yourself together, you've got so much going for you, and that can just make them feel more guilty. So many people withdraw, and it's part of the trouble with depression is that people start to feel worthless, and they also avoid. So they usually, a trip to the GP is as much as they can manage. And as I say, GPs would like more counselling and more psychology. I used to work in GP practices in the UK when fund holding existed there. And that was very useful. I think one of the problems too is that politicians sort of feel that investing in psychologists and counselling is too expensive. So antidepressants have again been seen as a substitute, but in actual fact, if you go into it, in the long term, having a session of therapy done by a properly qualified person in the end prevents relapse, so you basically would have a lot less depression, I think.
So you say there that one of the symptoms that people are feeling alone and that they can't reach out to someone. Is the high number of people going to their doctors then maybe a positive thing, that some of the stigma may have been removed from it lately and people can go and seek help?
Absolutely. I think it is a positive thing that they go to somebody, and that is often the first port of call. I think people aren't sure really who to turn to, and so GPs still need to be the first port of call, really. But again, I think it would be nice. There are people out there, I think, with depression, you feel so negative that nobody can help you and that your life is in severe depression. People can think that their life is no longer worthwhile. I do feel very frustrated when people harm themselves rather than even pay to get some help, because surely their life is worth more than that. And it's people need hope, really. And with going to a professional, they're given hope, because the fact is people will get better, but they don't see that at the time. So they can get a lot better, a lot quicker than they think.